So your company decided to switch insurance carriers and your current doctor is not in your new plan's network. Now what? Hi, I'm Ed Galick, a life and health insurance broker and founder of PSI Consultants located in Glen Rock, New Jersey. We have specialized in personal insurance and company-sponsored health benefits since 1985. Since your new plan has out-of-network coverage, you visit your favorite doctor when you get sick. About a month later, you get a bill in the mail. Please pay Dr. Wonderful $200. Under the old plan, it only cost you $50. So what happened? When a patient has an in-network office visit, they are usually responsible for a fixed amount known as a copayment. It is paid when you're at the office, and then you really never think about it again. However, out-of-network services are handled quite differently. First, there's a deductible. This is the amount you owe before your health plan begins to pay. Once your deductible has been met, costs are split between you and your health plan. This cost-sharing portion of the policy is called coinsurance. Maybe you are willing to pay a little extra to keep seeing your favorite doctor. But what happens when you need to go to the hospital? The difference may be shocking. The bottom line is that when you visit in-network providers, you get maximum benefits at lower costs. Using out-of-network providers results in standard benefits and higher costs. Make sure to understand all of your options and financial responsibilities before scheduling your appointment. To contact us and learn more, please visit our website at psi-consultants.com.